Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A few days back, Scott County's Triple J Farm was approved by the Governor's Office of Ag Policy for $18,750 for a county-funded grant and for an $18,750 1% loan in state funds. Jessica McQuaid, one of the partners in Triple J.
The loan and the county funds basically are all going to complete a building that we had built in 2010. And it was already equipped with electric and plumbing, septic and concrete, things like that. We wanted a way to basically be open here to the public during the week and also turn those products that are not sellable into a sellable product, making them a value-added product from our farm.
The retail store will operate Tuesday through Saturday, another outlet for area growers, and the commercial kitchen provides a way to turn seconds, just as nutritious but not as pretty as top grade, into nutritious processed products.
With the kitchen, you know, we're looking to process tomatoes and whole tomatoes, tomato juice, marinara, salsa, and we're going to do jams and jellies from local orchards here within the region, especially their seconds. We're looking at some different types of pepper jams and things like that to help any other growers that are around that those items don't meet the marketplace. There's no market for them, so therefore we're trying to find a way to turn them into a sellable product.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
Jessica McQuaid says they'll be working with some 15 other farmers in the area with whom they've worked in the past. Some may utilize their new market as an outlet for retail sales. Others may use the commercial kitchen for processing.
And then we feel like as this project moves about, we'll be able to contact more growers through networking, other farms and things like that to try to get the word out that this is a viable option for them, for their seconds to be purchased.
She calls the development a real boost for the economic potential of the local farm community.
You know, we can't grow everything. We raise about 20, I think this year we'll be at about 24 acres of produce, but we don't raise everything. And we want to have those options for people to consign stuff in. You know, their name would be on the product. People would know who it came from. And it's another retail outlet for them.
She says the commercial kitchen and the new retail roadside market should be operational in a matter of days. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.